smack dab in the middle of October, a Monday. Hello, friends. Scott Hinnon. What's on your mind? Hitting the airwaves for a brand new week. Mark Skoggerbo is here, host of the Common Sense Club with me, as we'll chat about the news of the day and welcome your calls at 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776. I have about a snootful between watching the hyperventilation over the oil spill north of Tioga from folks with ulterior motives.
Yes, sir.
Combined with a growing argument among environmentalists that somehow oil development and outdoor leisure cannot coexist, both of which are end-arounds. It's sort of like it's sort of like the Obama administration saying they're for clean coal, but they want to hamstring the industry to force technologies that aren't ready for prime time so that they can shut down the industry. Here's what we need to realize, and I think most of us do. There are people in this world who would just as soon do without fossil fuels.
Absolutely.
Who hate the industry. Mind you, we wouldn't lift a plane off the ground. I mean, the amount of ways that would impact our commerce are unfathomable.
We'd be invaded and taken over.
And they don't care. They don't think that way.
They believe in open borders and one world.
And so my question to our audience, for folks that are listening in western Minnesota and eastern North Dakota that don't see oil development up close, they certainly are sportsmen, many of them. So they're worthy of weighing in on this topic. And obviously anybody that lives in the oil patch sees it up close. You know, the argument, whether it be on the oil spill, and specifically to the oil spill, this particular pipeline was in place a long time. I forget how long, but
right.
It predates our current oil boom. So I think some folks are saying, oh, see, this is too much, too fast. Oh, look at what happens when you have all this activity going on.
Yeah, right.
This could have happened in the middle of the bust, right?
Absolutely.
And it's unfortunate. And it sounds like it's a federal oversight issue, not a state oversight issue. But whatever. Accidents are going to happen. But the national media isn't here because they're concerned about someone's land north of Tioga, or the environmental impacts of this. They're here to cheerlead this, to say, this is why we shouldn't be doing oil development. That's what it's about.
Well, Tesoro was just hitting a home run. Even Steve Jensen, the landowner, said he's amazed at how quickly, they're working. They're going 24 hours a day. They've got clay underneath the spill. The water isn't threatened. They've already gotten all of the loose oil recovered, and they're going 24/7. They're making the best of a bad situation, and they're moving ahead aggressively.
But my question to the audience is, thumbs up or thumbs down on oil? They want you to use incidents like this, and there's a whisper campaign that's starting on the environmental side, too, and it's part of this group that wants to go out and grab a significant percentage of the oil tax revenue in North Dakota and use it to go buy up land. I mean, they want to make the case that, all this oil development is crowding out hunting opportunities, which is ridiculous.
Look at those little tiny oil pumpers. They're little compared to the monstrosity eagle killers of those big, windmills.
Number one, North Dakota is on the map and is a major player in oil, right? We continue to go up the map. Meanwhile, look at the vast, wide-open spaces that still remain.
That's just unbelievable. This is a sparsely populated area. There was one home a half mile away and another one 2 miles away out by this spill. This is desolate. And how many eagles have been killed by an oil pumping station?
Not as many are shredded every day as the wind turbines.
That's right.
But it's part of the agenda. But
it is.
So anyway, that's my take. I want yours. They want you to believe oil development is bad. So agree with them? Thumbs up. Tell me why. Disagree with them? Thumbs down. Give me your argument against it. I'd love to hear your take. 855-200-1776, our telephone number. and want to hear from you today on the program. Mark was in New Zealand. We talked a lot over the last month or so about an event for patriots, really.
To honor, oh, it was.
To honor heroes. A wounded warrior hunt and a big dance down in a town of less than 100 people that that swelled several times its population over the weekend.
It was just terrific. The best pig, a rotisserie pig. You know, I've had rotisserie chicken, 4-pound chicken. This is 300-pound pig rotisserie for 12 hours. It is the best tasting, best pork I've ever had. Dean and Bob Schumacher are, oh, they could make a fortune if they were doing this full time. It's great stuff. And then Dean Schumacher proves to be a great shot. He goes out and wins the adult skeet shoot. Really a great percentage, and gives back the shotgun for auction, which sold for over $500. Rusty's son won the youth skeet shoot, Rusty Ort's son. It was just cool.
A good day for...
You should have heard the standing ovation for Wounded Warrior song. Michael Lust, just a great guy, and his wife, Danielle... and Alan White, their songwriter and producer, were there. They actually had a CD release of their own, but they began and ended. He did two sets. He began the first song, and the last song of the night was Wounded Warrior, and it was just great. And that it ends up, you know, Wounded Warrior, Godspeed Your Recovery. It is a great lyric and powerfully done.
And it's the one Rusty wrote.
Yeah, so cool.
Rusty Ort, of course, Purple Heart recipient and regular here on the program, so certainly... appreciate the fact that he was part of those festivities this weekend, along with other wounded warriors.
And we got so many veterans up to say the Pledge of Allegiance with me early on. Many, I mean, it was well over a dozen. And I talked to a guy from Alabama. He'd been in Korea. There's a couple of Vietnam vets there that really appreciated what we've done here for the Green Berets. And it was a lot of kind remarks about the flag and wishing they could boost the signal. So I said, hey. FlagFamily.com. Listen live.
Exactly right. All right. Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. Glad you were there and took it all in.
Great fun. I want to go. They want to make it an annual event, and it was stunning.
One of the most heartwarming things over the weekend was yet another example of the World War II memorials, specifically the barriers at the memorials being pushed aside. Do you know they're doing the same thing at the Iwo Jima Memorial?
How pathetic. Six of the bravest men in the world, only three of them lived through the battle of those six men that put up the flag on Iwo Jima.
And you've been to that memorial before.
Yeah.
I mean, the idea that you would put a barrier, I mean, it's just so petty. I mean, in that case, you pull up a bus, right? You know, and there's a...
I do not believe the poles. I believe that poles, most of them are push poles. How can you even... verify the polls that a lot of people are blaming Republicans. Everybody I talked to in Zealand was mad at Obama, saying giving special treatment to illegal aliens, giving them access to the mall, and then literally conspiring against the dead soldiers and the warriors and the heroes.
Sarah Palin, Senators Cruz and Lee showed up to speak to the crowd this weekend, and in Bolton they pushed the barriers aside. And to the credit of the Park Service folks, they put the barriers up, but they don't. They don't do anything when they're moved, but
no.
It's pretty extraordinary.
Michelle Bachmann was there too, wasn't she?
I'm sure. I didn't see that, but I know this. There was a lot of vets there, and there is a lot of pushback going on for this, which is just fantastic.
It is, and the outrage of the vets I talked to, outrage, the aggressive enthusiasm about impeachment. I passed out a lot of articles of impeachment and petitions, and people are taking them. So that was good.
What is your favorite article of impeachment?
The favorite one and the easiest one to defend. I ask several military men, what if somebody was sleeping at the post and the enemy invaded and killed a couple of your people because he was sound asleep at his post? What would happen? Well, he might be shot. He certainly would be court-martialed and kicked out of the service. He'd go to jail. In the old days, under Washington, he would be shot.
So you're talking about Benghazi.
That is absolutely slam dunk. None of those four had to die, and the commander-in-chief was, we don't know where he was. No justice has been served. He lied about it and said, you know, it was with a video. This is slam dunk, dereliction of duty. It's a high crime. See, somebody that signs an oath of office, that's a high crime. when they commit dereliction of duty, sleeping on the job, sleeping on the post, and treason, aid and comfort to the enemy. Slam dunk, impeach.
Very interesting. And some calls have been coming in that lately. Folks seem to either be in two camps. One,
are you nuts?
Exactly. Or it's desperate times. We got to do it. Anyway,
yeah.
We'll give you a preview of the guests and the topics we'll be tackling throughout the program. What's on your mind next? Want to weigh in on thumbs up or thumbs down on oil development? 855-200-1776. We'll make it that simple today. Steve Bachman and I will give you a preview of the program next.
Scott and Steve will be right back with What's on Your Mind. Call now, 800-228-0550.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong. But we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website, ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture, and that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Minnesota kids get a fall break soon, so Mom, Dad, what are you going to do for the long weekend? Scott has an idea for you. Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota, with family fun for fall for the entire crew. It'll be a blast. Take advantage of the long weekend. Bring the family to Chase on the Lake. Have some fall fun and get a load of this deal. $360 gets you three nights in a classic two-bedroom, one-bath condo. Great deal. That's right, three nights, $360. $250 for two nights in a classic hotel room, and you can upgrade to Lakeview or Lakefront for just a couple extra bucks. And all the fall fun weekend activities include live entertainment in the 502 and Friday and Saturday night, bonfire and s'mores every night, movie night, pumpkin painting, kids' Halloween costume contest, bingo, prizes. I mean, they do the open bowling, the ice cream social. It's a blast. Even a fall color pontoon cruise. Sound like fun? ChaseOnTheLake.com. Promo code Scott for the great deal, or give them a call at 1-888-CHASE-06, 888-CHASE-06, and enjoy your weekend fall break at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Edition of the What's on Your Mind program coming up. Steve Bachman and I will be chatting with Julia Pruden of Minot. Now, you might not recognize that name, but she was noted by President Obama as one of the victims of the government shutdown, and evidently is attempting to buy a home for herself and to accommodate special needs children. So we asked her to come on the program and just talk a little bit about the actual impacts. I mean, in other words, is this just a delay of, okay, you found the house and you're waiting for the loan to be approved and it can't be approved till this government. Just, you know, try and get the human side of this a little bit and just hear her story. So we're looking forward to that. North Dakota Ag Commissioner Doug Goring will be here along with Lowell Messman of the South Dakota Farm Bureau. We're going to talk about the damage from the snowstorm that was devastating, especially in cattle country. but also some crops and just get a sense of what kind of damage was there across southwest North Dakota and a large portion of South Dakota from those two as well. And then, of course, some open phone time as well. You know, Steve, on Friday, we chatted with Congressman Kevin Cramer about that deal that the House had put before the president. Did you notice that the deal fell apart over the weekend? All right, we lost Steve, I guess. I'm going to reconnect with him. Anyway, the president, I think it took him until yesterday, but eventually rejected the deal. So that's toast. Senator Susan Collins put forward another proposal. That was rejected. And I don't know about you, but when I heard Susan Collins was presenting a plan, I thought, oh, boy.
Yeah, a little, makes you pay attention a little bit when you hear that name.
Yeah, that we're not going to like this. Well, that was rejected. So we're right back where we started. I guess the Senate is taking the lead now, but there's still an impasse there. And Paul Ryan is rallying conservatives against what the Senate has been pushing. The House is evidently looking at some sort of short-term deal because the deadline for the debt ceiling increase needs to be this week, I guess. So, anyway.
Harry Reid came out and said it takes 4 days to get anything through the Senate, and the deadline's Thursday. So I was a little impressed. They actually worked this weekend, though. They worked on Sunday.
Who worked on Sunday?
The Senate. They were working on Sunday.
That's a new one.
Yeah. House has been plugging along, and Senate actually worked on Sunday.
Yeah, I know they're voting again today, so they didn't have much of a break, but they initially were sending some House members home, assuming that there would be some kind of a deal. There wasn't a deal, so now they're on their way back. Question is this good or bad? Good, I think, if you want to prompt some significant change. Because, quite honestly, a deal, even a short-term deal, you know, the deal that we talked about on Friday that Congressman Cramer was here to tell us about that was presented to the Senate, to the president, seemed to me to be worth a try. You know, it meant is actually they were forced to go to the table and sit down and talk. And meanwhile, you avert at least the debt ceiling issue for a few weeks. But now that's been rejected. We're back at it. So our listeners seem to want a little fight here. Not a little fight. They want a big fight. They're fighting against the status quo, aren't they, Steve? We lose Steve again?
Yeah, I'd like to see the fight. I'd like to see something get done that's not just pushing it down the road.
I don't think that's going to happen.
No, it's not. You know, the Democrat side's pushing it down the road just for the sake of the elections, and the Republican side is just they're fighting against that short-term fix. I mean, we need that long-term fix.
And by the way, one of the questions we're going to tackle on the program I mentioned earlier, there is a you could just set your watch to this, but an effort underway to use the oil spill last week north of Tioga as a gotcha moment. National media jumping up and down, hair on fire over it. Forum editorial over the weekend puts to print what has been a undercurrent for some time, and that is this idea that sportsmen are getting the shaft because of oil development. And that's just sort of the extreme environmental argument. I want to hear from real sportsmen. I want to hear from folks that are not part of these national groups, but that call North Dakota home, and simply ask you the question, can oil development and the outdoor heritage we cherish coexist? I don't think there's any doubt.
Well, here's the difference. I want to hear from in-state hunters, not out-of-state hunters.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's been the protagonist antagonist side for so long. You know, it goes back to the discussion of the Buffalo Commons days, where we've got so many big interests from out-of-state hunters that want to make North Dakota their own. It's, you know, they've actually pushed out. They themselves have pushed out opportunities for in-state hunters, for North Dakota residents. And now they're complaining about this when, you know, when you look at the big picture, given what's going on the farm side with CRP going away, which is the bigger root of, and people are talking mostly about the pheasant hunting opportunities. That's the biggest cause. It's the CRP going away, the habitat going away. It's not the oil rigs. And actually, the unfarmable area around an oil rig is turning into the only habitat a lot of those game birds have.
Exactly. That's why I think you know, I really believe, and that's why I really want to ask this question today on the program and have an adult conversation about this. You know, I don't have any sense whatsoever at coffee shops, at grain elevators, at, you know, out there in the middle of a field that North Dakotans, real folks, are sitting here saying, boy, I tell you, all this oil development, it's really upsetting the apple cart. We really just, I mean, the environment's going to heck and, there's no place for us to hunt. I don't get that sense at all from people. But boy, that's how folks in the media. That's how you know, that's the seed they're trying to plant, is somehow oil development is bad for, you know, outdoorsmen. Oil development is bad for agriculture. Oil development is bad for you know, the environment in general. And I don't think real people buy that. I think that's an extreme argument of professional politicians who are trying to you know, put forward ulterior motives, like shut down fossil fuel development, or like have a money grab to buy up a bunch of land with your tax dollars in the case of the Outdoor Heritage Fund. They're using a false narrative to get to a place that is very different than what the people want. So,
well, and the bigger argument comes back to the in-state and out-of-state hunters, residents and non-residents.
Anyway, we want, you know, our opinion. We want yours on that today on the program, all right? 855-200-1776. You can weigh in right now. Press number 1. Leave your message. Leave your comment. We'll use it. Press 2 to join us live on the air. Steve Bachman and I taking your calls all across the Northern Plains beginning at the top of the hour. Stay tuned. More coming up.
Steve Bachman and Scott Hennen want to know, what's on your mind? Call us at 800-228-0550.
Hey, it's Scott, and I want you to meet a guy by the name of Bruce and his brother Wayne at Legacy Steel Buildings. Here's why I want you to meet them. They can build anything. That's right. And you know what? They know a little bit about doing business in this part of the world because they've been doing it for a lot of years. They now build buildings all across the planet. Recently named the North Dakota Exporter of the Year because they're doing business in like 100 countries. So what's happening in the Bakken is nothing to these guys. They've seen it all from Madagascar to Zimbabwe and everywhere in between. 800-237-9620. Legacy Steel. 800-237-9620. From churches to storage buildings, horse barn, arenas, agriculture, trucking, garage, workshops, commercial aviation hangars, you name it. Legacy Steel can build it for you. Ask for Bach and Bruce, the problem solver, at 800-237-9620 and tell them Scott sent you.
U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Don't answer it! How can I stop out these annoying collection calls.
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
On What's on Your Mind, 855-200-1776, our toll-free telephone number. Charlie in Fargo, first to weigh in this morning on one of our topics. Hello, Charlie. How are you?
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Last year I was out in the Badlands hunting about 35 days, and I had no problem with the oil workers or any of that stuff up there. In fact, the roads are nicer, and there's more access. And I did elk hunting and mule deer hunting out there north of Medora. So I don't know what the squabbling is. I mean, obviously there's going to be some, you know, issues. I even had some of the oil field guys helping me point out where the deer were and where the elk, they saw elk. So.
If there's been any change, there's been a change for the positive as far as you're concerned.
Yeah, I was hearing there was, you know, trouble and stuff, and I was actually a little concerned about leaving my truck when you walk into the Badlands for, you know, 7-10 miles into the Badlands. But I had no problem at all. The oil field, like I said, the oil field workers would stop and ask me what I was doing. And I'm like, well, I'm looking for a mule deer or looking for my elk, and they were like, oh, heck, I didn't know there was elk out here. And we'd have a conversation. Some of them were from out-of-state guys. Some were local guys. And, I had no problem at all. And for the trucks that were driving out there, they were driving slow. They were driving actually 35, 40 miles an hour, you know, on straightaways and slower in some of the hills and curves. So I don't know what the big issue is. And, I was out there 30-plus days.
Good feedback, Charlie. Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch.
All right. Have a good day. Bye.
Glad you're listening. 855-200-1776. Charlie, press 2 to join us live on the air. You can press 1 and leave a message. You can press 2 and join us on the air. Here's the forum editorial from, when was this, Friday? What was the 12th, Mark?
Saturday. Saturday was the real Columbus Day.
All right. Today, yeah, you're right. All right. It says, North Dakota is at a crossroad. The direction the state takes might have as momentous and lasting impact as the great trends that shaped the state from the beginning. Agriculture, drought, energy, and more recently a diversifying urban economy. Decisions private and public make today regarding land and water stewardship will have ramifications for generations to come. If the drivers of the state's early 21st century economy continue to erode the conservation, environment, and outdoor ethic that makes the state unique, the damage to traditional values and cherished heritage will be irreversible. Hmm. And, I find myself on that statement going, okay, wait a minute. That says we, right now today, are eroding our conservation, environment, and outdoor ethic.
That's a crock.
That's a narrative that's being written. And again, to Charlie's point, I don't see it. Charlie doesn't see it. They say signs are clear. As hunting season gears up, hunters report significant changes. Game numbers down.
That's not oil's fault.
Exactly.
That's the weather's fault. That's cycle's fault.
Yeah, that's
the ebb and flow of life.
Hunters report significant changes.
Yeah, unnamed hunters, this mysterious eco guy in his green suit with a shotgun.
Yeah, that's why I want to hear from real hunters. Game numbers down, habitat lost, and I'm with Mark on that. Roads where there never were roads, well, that's progress. There are,
absolutely.
There are roads where there never were roads. And again, unless you want a Buffalo Commons, you're going to have roads where you don't have roads.
And this guy said, the oil worker said, hey, there's an elk over there. How cool is that?
Truck traffic driving more sensitive game species off the range on which they've thrived for decades. You know, and again, that's pretty anecdotal.
You know what? Species can go down the road a half a mile. A road. Look at how narrow a road is. Does this change the world? This is like a pipeline. They're so worried about pipelines. Well, the elk and the up in Alaska are cuddling up, and they're falling in love with one another alongside the nice warm pipeline oil.
On the agriculture side, they write, ditching, draining, and tiling have accelerated to a pace never before seen in the state. Water once held on the land in sloughs and coulees as habitat and water recharge now siphons quickly into ditches and rivers. Regulation and permitting are laughable. Flooding is aggravated.
You know what state has planted more trees than any other state? North Dakota. The average tree holds back 50 gallons of water. Yeah, there's tiling, there's ditching. You bet. The farmers want to make the best of their land, but North Dakota is exemplary in its fighting for good ecology.
Mature shelter belts and the habitat and soil protection they provide are being bulldozed without regard to why they were planted. I mean, this is so over the top hyperbole here. It's unbelievable.
Well said, hyperbole. Exaggeration for effect.
Conservation reserve program acres are going under the plow at rapid rates. Another significant loss of habitat, soil and water conservation, game and non-game animals that have done so well because of CRP in the past 30 years disappear too. Game and fish surveys confirm it. The individual trends compromise profound mega change on the landscape. Depending on perspectives and perceptions, it's fueled by the economics of agriculture and energy or common human greed or both.
Common sense, to wisely steward and mine the gifts that God gives us for our greater good. America without energy viability is in huge trouble. And to have the absurdity of Obama talking about under his watch, we became the number one energy producer in the world when he's been at war with every kind of energy that really matters. And that is truly sustainable. Unlimited supply of oil and coal and natural gas. Absolutely unlimited. Christ will come back several times before we'll run out.
Here's the crossroad they leave us with. Unprecedented prosperity on the farm, in oil country, in the cities, but at what cost to the land and water heritage that North Dakotans cherish? Again, suggesting the two cannot coexist.
And completely forgetting all the fund, all of the ducks unlimited, all of the pheasants unlimited, all of the efforts that are, in fact, being made to expand habitat. There's a lot of efforts being done to expand habitat.
So it is a hair on fire idea.
That's a good way of saying it.
It is, and I don't for a minute buy it, and want to ask folks that live it, breathe it, day in and day out. I think that's a very important. I really do. I think unless you there is an effort underway to undermine our way of life.
Big time. It's called One World.
And you really need to take it on. You really need to push back against it because complacency is viewed as an open window.
It was profound complacency that gave us Obamanation. Millions of Christians didn't vote.
And that's their ultimate goal here. Anyway, so we'll talk more about that. Welcome your input and firsthand knowledge. I mean, look, Charlie's call is exactly what I was looking for. As someone with no involvement in the industry whatsoever, just from the East, has years of hunting experience to benchmark it with. Are you seeing, you know, pheasant opener over the weekend? What'd you see? Yeah, and people are smart enough not to say, oh yeah, okay, the population is down. That's two very wet springs, disrupted hatching. You know, I mean,
a lot of the hunters I talked to have gotten more pheasants in the past. Talked to one guy, they got two. They saw six. But it was windy, too. It's hard to shoot pheasants when you got a good 20, 25, 30-mile-an-hour wind just blowing them away and impacting the load as well. It starts to disperse in high wind faster. But I would be remiss if I didn't comment on the amazing career day that Brock Jensen and Zach Ross had. I mean, the Bison did it again, man.
It is this time of the morning when we do look back a little on the weekend and take a look at sports. And, you know, over the last 2 years, that Bison record is pretty incredible. It sure is. And, you know, it wasn't a cakewalk.
No, Missouri State, they're a tough team. Their quarterback kept it viable until right towards the very end of the first half. And, you know, then he got injured. They never got their momentum back. Brock Jensen passed for 313 yards. Career day, tied his record with 3 TDs. Vraw gets 179 yards on 5 catches. That's 36 yards a catch. That's just crazy good.
Now, did you start with the Bison because you didn't want to deal with the Fargo Forum sports page today is just a classic. They've got, it's an Associated Press photo that I'm sure was in a bunch of papers, but it's two Viking fans, and they've got, you know, the funny horns on, and, you know, what do you call that?
They call it the zombie crawl. But, you know, the more I watched that game and looked.
What do you call that? The zombie crawl? The hat?
That's what they call it. The same picture in the Minneapolis Trib. Look at that. The headline, the zombie crawl.
Oh, that was the headline. Yeah. The exact same photo. And it's two Vikings fans. This is head garb. What do you call it?
Horns.
Yeah. With the
Viking horns. Yeah.
Yeah. With the, yeah.
Right.
Anyway, they're wearing the identical hat. They got Vikings jerseys on, and they're leaning on a ledge, and they're looking very depressed.
Well, folks,
down in defeat is the forum headline.
How football is, after all, a game. These are feisty young men, and they love Adrian Peterson, and they were heartbroken. They were grieving. They gave it a yeoman's effort, but they had no sparkle. No, there was sorrow there. They were grieving, and you know, it wasn't a time to exalt. It wasn't. It was a battle they had to play because it was on the schedule, and they went through the motions as best they could. You know, God bless the Vikings. Let the let the grief pass and get functional again.
35-10 is
they were crushed.
35-10, they lose.
Yeah.
And.
Do I got time for one more quick thought?
Chris, what are you saying about the AP thing? AP is in Adrian Peterson? Yeah, Chris, it's a suggestion that we explain that, you know, that story of his son.
His son died on was beaten and died on Friday.
Right, and I think you mentioned it on the Common Sense Club.
Right.
Because we got the news late in the day that his son had died. He never wavered on playing. He always was going to play. He left on Friday to address the situation, but planned on coming back. So anybody missed that, I guess we.
Yeah. But on a positive note, David Ortiz hit a grand slam home run to tie a game eighth inning or later for the first time in playoff history. Sultan LaMacchia went on to hit the walk off single as Boston came from behind to tie the series versus Detroit.
And by the way, I know you like quickly pivoting from these stories that are a little on the depressing side, but
I do.
Matt Cassel sort of fizzled.
He did.
Yeah.
He did. I don't think he had his. Well, no, he's looking at Freeman over there with bigger numbers, and he knows that his days are numbered.
Dysfunction Junction in Viking Land.
Yeah, it is. It's tough.
All right, we'll check the weather and
parade for the Lynx today.
Get ready.
World champs. That's something good.
Stay tuned, folks.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, remember the best truck wash in the Bakken is the Hurricane Truck Wash. And Anthony is on the phone to tell us why the Hurricane's the best. Anthony, deep cleaning process means you do it better than anybody else, right?
We sure do. We specialize in the Bakken mud. Something we've learned since we've been in North Dakota is that this mud is harder than it is anywhere else in the world. We developed the process in order to cut that. Not only do we have a great cleaning process, we also have a great lounge for our customers. We want you guys to come in and relax, see our facility, see what makes us the best. Not only did you leave here with a clean truck, we have great personality. We want you to know that we appreciate your business, and we're showing you that by giving you free food, free drinks, a good lounge, free Wi-Fi, and we also have a shower facility that you can use anytime.
Mention you heard this ad on the radio. Get a free engine wash, plus the free VIP access as well with all the goodies, and of course, local shuttle service too, so it's a great way to go. South of the Senex, or look for the signs up Highway 8 at Stanley, North Dakota, the Hurricane Truck Wash, the best of the best. Tell them you heard it on the radio. Get a great deal. The Hurricane Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
Start your journey to health and wellness today with Youngevity. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. You've heard the ads for Youngevity. You've heard the stories. I have, too. I've dug into this a little bit, and I tell you what, this company, this product really excites me. You talk to folks who work at losing weight, bodies literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins, and then they found Youngevity. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. Start taking them and lose weight in a short period of time. Get results. So listen up, listeners. Go to flagfamily.com. Flagfamily.com. Youngevity, by the way, has hundreds and hundreds of products, but these three are very key to immediate success. You'll see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. So let's get started on a journey to better health and better wellness today. Flagfamily.com. Click the Youngevity link to find out more and get started. Flagfamily.com, Youngevity link.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
Monday. What's on your mind? Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hinnon. Steve Bakken and I will take your calls all across the Northern Plains, joined by K-Fire 550, KCJB in Minot, KLTC in Dickinson, along with Flag East and West, AM 1100, Fargo-Moorhead, and, of course, AM 1090, the only talk radio in the Bakken. Love your calls, questions, comments, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at 855-200-1776. That is our toll-free telephone number, 855-200-1776. Question of the day we're going to begin with is, can oil development coexist? Can agriculture in its current state coexist with a North Dakota you know and love? Because a lot of hand-wringing going on, folks. We're at a crossroads. Things are bad. Love the folks that want a Buffalo Commons. Love the folks that can't see the forest through the trees and being able to walk and chew gum at the same time. Come on. Anyway, we'll tackle that today on the program. Starting with hunting. I think that's a good place to start because there's quite a narrative being written here. And it's no coincidence that it ties in with a question coming up in about a year on the ballot to have a bunch of your tax money funneled into a separate kitty and go around buy land. That would not be pretty. Trust me. Anyway, we're going to give you the say. 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776, the number for this hour on the program. Let me take a look at how our weather is faring for you. Overcast and 49 degrees in Fargo. Grand Forks 45 with light rain. Jamestown light rain at 45. Devil's Lake 43 and overcast at this hour. Wahpeton overcast 46. Valley City light rain 46. We head to the oil patch. Williston 39. Tioga 37. Stanley 37. Dickinson 40. Sydney 39 degrees at this hour as well. Let's get Matt and Fargo in here. Hey, Matt, you're on What's on Your Mind. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, Scott. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
Hey, as you know, we have a, whatever it's called, a partial government shutdown or slowdown. And for the most part, I don't know if it's affected too much around here until this past week when I learned that my son, who's working on his Eagle Scout project, can't get on the trails that they're supposed to be working on because they're on government, federal government property, and they're just not letting anybody on the trails. And so these scouts can't work on their projects. And most of these trails are just out in the country, and there's absolutely no reason why they shouldn't be out there. But to me, that's just evidence that Obama, the Democrats, because they're the ones that are controlling the executive branch, those are the ones that are making the decisions as to what stays open and what doesn't. They're just trying to make life painful.
Yeah, this is the vindictive card, is what this is. We'll show you. Yeah, and they're hoping that an Eagle Scout's, you know, to be his father is going to call and pound the table and say, I want this government open so my son could be on the trails, and it's not working. That's the best part.
We don't need the government open for the trails to be open, just like we don't need the government open for the Lincoln Memorial to be open.
Yeah, this is it's so blatantly obvious, it's unbelievable. But another good example how dumb it is.
Yeah, so I thought I'd let your listeners know that just here locally, and I think that we've seen some parks out west, too, that have been closed, shuttered, and people that want to get on those parks, in those parks. So if you trust the government with our parks, let's give them health care, huh? Do you think they'd shut that down if they got upset with us?
Exactly right. Matt, appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Bob and Grafton, let's get you in here quickly as well.
Hi, morning, guys. You know, I just wanted to make a couple observations here. So-called environmentalists, you know, hunters are environmentalists. We help with the species control and the habitat control. That said, these so-called environmentalists, how come they're not screaming at the top of their lungs about the genetic modification of the foods that we eat? Now, isn't that like, you know, destroying the environment? They're changing the corn and the sugar and everything that we eat with you know, Roundup Ready foods. I mean, are you kidding me? How come they're not sounding the alarm on that? And then out in California, you remember that story a while back where the environmentalists stopped the water flow to the farmers out there because of some endangered minnow? I mean, that's insane. As far as I can remember, oil is a natural process of the earth. How can it hurt the earth if it's natural, if it's from the earth, you know?
Bob, appreciate the call. I don't share your alarm on the progress in agriculture that comes from some of the crops, but I take your overall point. Appreciate the call. Stephen and Tioga, we're going to get you first in the next hour here, so stay tuned if you would. Not enough time to chat with you right now, but just hang tight and we'll get to you. And welcome more of your calls at 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550, as we're joined by KFIRE, KCJB, and KLTC, and go statewide here in just a moment. Again, it's Columbus Day today, folks, so enjoy that. High temp today, actually going to go down in the valley to the mid-40s tonight. Some rain, 40 tomorrow, rain and 49 on the oil patch. Rain and snow before noon, no kidding. Cloudy, 45 otherwise, some rain possibly mixing with snow after 10 tonight. 29 for low tomorrow, up there only around 51 in sunny skies. So that's where we're at weather-wise. Coming up, what's on your mind? Stay tuned.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
In collaboration with South Dakota and Minnesota, the North Dakota Soybean Council is engaged in a project designed to change the way soybean buyers define protein quality. For many years, crude protein has been the conventional measure of soybean protein quality. Yet soybean farmers in our region have lower crude protein levels due to environmental conditions. Careful analysis through several years of research has shown that the protein quality of northern soybeans is much better thanks to their higher concentrations of essential amino acids. Thanks to your checkoff dollars, we are able to conduct this research and educate international buyers on the fact that amino acid content is the more complete and accurate indicator of soybean feeding value. This will ultimately lead to increased market share and higher returns to soybean farmers in this region.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.